Welcome to Dig Deep, the mining podcast. In this podcast, we go deep into mining news, hot topics, and live interviews with mining professionals and leading figures in the mining industry. Introducing your host, Rob Tyson, founder and director of Mining International and Mining International Executive, a leading global mining recruitment and headhunting agency.
Hi, mining community. Welcome back to another episode of the Dig Deep, the Mining Podcast. And we have a returning guest today who appeared back in November 2023, so literally 4 or 5 months ago, which was episode 391. Sonia Scardelli, who's the Vice President and BHP Metal Exploration Division, and also the VP of BHP Explore Program, which is a cohort based accelerator program to support early stage mineral exploration startups finding critical resources such as copper, nickel, to drive the energy transition. Sonia has a background in geology, starting a career in the oil and gas industry with ExxonMobil before joining BHP over 10 years ago. She's an expert in envision the future, turning those visions into a reality. And also redefining the landscape of mining exploration through her work creating the BHP Explore program. Sonia's going to give us an update on the program and what's happening in the junior exploration space. So that's welcome, Sonia, to the podcast. How are you doing, Sonia?
I'm very good, Rob. It's a pleasure being here with you again and talk a little bit more on what's happened in the last few months in Explore.
Yes, certainly. And those that didn't listen to the previous episode, I wonder if you could give our audience a little bit about your background and about your career. As I mentioned, you have been in the oil and gas space and obviously and been in mining for quite a while now. So I just wonder if you can give our audience a little bit of background about yourself.
Yes, thanks a lot, Rob. As you mentioned, I had a previous career with the oil and gas industry, and I moved into the mining industry now almost 3 years ago. That's been an exciting transition for me. Although the rocks and the rock processes are similar, the commercial and business environment between mining and oil and gas is quite different. And for me, it's been a great experience and opportunity to start to see how we think in exploration, how we work with the partners, how we work with juniors. Thinking a little bit about my career, I started my career really in the research and university. I completed a PhD from ETH in Zurich, and then after that I joined the oil and gas industry, where I really liked a lot the putting together the technical with the commercial and the business, and also followed from with an MBA. They really helped me to marry the two aspects together. Since then, I've been in the resource industry in general since the past last 20 years. And I have to admit, I feel really excited to be in the mining sector, especially with the energy transition and the role that we do have as an industry to provide those resources that really underpin the future of the energy and the green energy.
Yeah. So I just wondered if you could just tell us a little bit about the Explore program. And I suppose what a snapshot of it and what the Explore program is about.
Yes, so the Explore program, it is an accelerator program, and I'm going to explain in a couple of words what an accelerator is. The accelerator concept is something that has been heavily used in the technology world with some big firms like Y Combinator, Intel, and so on, as well as in pharmaceutical. Many major pharmaceutical companies do have accelerator programs, and the intent of the accelerator programs is to take early stage companies. They have a great idea, a great concept, but they lack some of the basic business tools or capabilities, as well as the funding to put within a program that is that offer both financial and technical and entrepreneurial support in a very organize and structure way where they sit with the company, they provide the program in a period of time, and then let's say they graduate from the program and become a more strong ideas, opportunities with a more strong business backing them. So we took this example of a tool and we applied it to exploration. So what we did, we built a 6 months program, accelerator program that bring in the best company that have been evaluated globally through a rigorous application process. They come in the program, they spend 6 months with us. We provide them financial support, but more important than that, for the companies that they participate, we provide them different type of support that span from technical, operational best practices, business acumen, strategy. We provide them support through our pool of experts and advisors at BHP, through structure classes and training. They are actually bespoken because each company has a different needs, and also connecting them with external world, whether it is through the proper vendors or the best expert that exists in the industry, in the academia. So what they really do, and that is the end of the world accelerator, within the 6 months they spend with us, they can accelerate their exploration concept to viable opportunities, and they can cut the timeline for what it could normally take years to do in 1 year or a couple of years, which accelerate exploration activities in general.
Obviously, you've been running these Explore programs for the last few years now. What are you looking to achieve?
So for us, it is a win-win. So for us, the intent to start this program first and then continuing was to open up our ability to understand what are the best opportunities around the world. We do have an exploration team. I do run also the exploration team. And even if I have some of the best people in industry working for me, it's just not feasible for us to cover the globe, to understand where are the best opportunities globally, and to have the knowledge and a global knowledge with the detail that we require often in exploration. So through the program, what we do, we work through others. We get to know new jurisdiction. We get to know new geology in areas that we haven't had the presence or we haven't done our own technical work. And we get to partner to them and learning from them what are the next big potential deposit. Now, the good things of this is that while we are bringing in those companies because we're really interested to expand our portfolio, we also build capacity and capabilities in the junior market, as well as we help them to thrive on their business. And lastly, we build a stronger partnership with these companies. As you know, exploration, it is an uncertain part of the business. It's a high-risk part of the business in terms of outcome. A lot of the opportunity we are testing, they might not succeed. But having built a relationship with these companies and having built this strong partnership allow us that if in the future there are other opportunities that they identify, we want them to bring to us. We want for them to be their partner of choice.
How did you select the 2024 cohort of companies? And also, what do you look for in a company? Is there certain attributes that you're seeking, or is it something else that make up the cohort?
So let me start first with the amount of application we received this year. We went well over 500, which is more than double than what we received the previous year. And that is a testament of the validity of the program and the value that creates for the juniors. So we were really excited about that. Then the selection process itself is a very rigorous selection process. And because we are looking at all these companies at the same time, it also allows to apply consistency on how we're making the decision. And what we are looking at two main faults, maybe I can say three. But the first one is really the geologic concept. Does the geologic concept have new ideas or a new jurisdiction, a new area that we are not familiar? And what does have the ability to build the scale? They don't have to have opportunities. They are today tier one or a larger major size type of opportunities, but they have to have enough concept and enough running room. They can actually could grow to very large option for us. So that is one aspect we're looking. We're interested within that technical component also if there are new geological concept like ideas they can change our view of some of the mineral deposit that we are looking globally from a mineral system point of view. The other aspect that we are looking on these companies is their capabilities as a leadership team, as a technical team. So we wanted to work with the companies that they have that ability of growth from leadership capabilities, that they have their ability to work with us in a way that we can learn from each other, we can share it in a very constructive way. Coming in the program for 6 months, it requires a touching point. It requires a moment that maybe we challenge some of their work program to actually be more effective, to actually test something larger scope. So we wanted to work with companies that they are able to take the challenge and understand how does impact their activities. So really having that relationship that goes both direction. And lastly, we are looking at also their capabilities, operational capabilities, understanding where they are strong, where they are the gaps, and asking the question to ourselves, can we help them to overcome that gap, and how can we do that? So it's multiple aspects, and they all have to work.
And what if you can just tell us about this year's cohort and some of the companies that are involved?
So this year cohort, it looks slightly different from last year in terms of the commodities. So we have quite of a strong footprint in copper, but similar to last year, the opportunities sit in very different jurisdiction. So we have a couple of companies with the concept in Australia. We also brought for the first time this year two companies. They are based in Kazakhstan with the opportunity of sedimentary copper in Kazakhstan. And then we have a company based in Botswana, still looking at copper. And lastly, we are testing a slightly different concept where one of our companies brought in leadership and technical capabilities and technology. And so we are working with the company to test more their technology platform in areas that they've been identified by BHP as an area of interest for us.
Is the program different from last year to this year? And I imagine that you might give the companies involved maybe a feedback form. And maybe you might have made some implementations of certain things. So how different is it from last year to this year?
So first of all, last year we really were building the plane as we were flying. A lot of things that we had a sort of a plan how we were going to do, but then as the companies came in, we realized that some of the things we had prepared that they were not of a utility with them, so we didn't want to waste their time. So we pivoted quickly to actually provide an offer what was of value to them. And then last year, we also throughout the year, the 6 months together, we have received at each stage several feedback. It was an important part at the end of each of the session we had, and we have three main in-person session to get feedback from the companies. So what worked, what didn't work, I would have done differently. So we definitely incorporated all of this feedback from their side. And then also, The last part that we did, we make sure and we maintain a very strong relationship with the cohort 2023. So they are part of our alumni program. They continues to provide us feedback, and we have maintained the relationship not just through the investment, the follow-on investment, but also through the constant exchanges of idea and concept to make the program better. So we took all of those feedback and we incorporated this year. The structure of the company at large hasn't changed. There was a lot of value, for example, on having toolkit camp in the middle of the program where they could connect with the vendors and choose the vendors that they needed for their activities. And then it was very variable to kick off the program at the beginning of the year with the boot camp where we talked about strategy, project planning, communication. So those didn't change, but some of the elements within each of those camps actually have changed and improved to tailor more to the company. So the curriculum in that case has shifted a little bit. So for example, we heard that they wanted more focus on business strategy, so we did that. The other part, we work with them on communication and effective communication with different stakeholders toward the end of the program. This year, we have accelerated then that at the beginning of the program to really help them to build their muscle and capability. But likewise, last year, also this year, we continue seeking feedback from the new cohort on how we can make an improvement within the program. What's working and what's not working, and that's how we can make improvement for future programs. And lastly, probably the big change, as I mentioned, we are testing a company that brings a technology that didn't happen last year. So this was the first time that this year that we're looking into that as well.
What are the benefits of building partnerships between some of the major mining companies and the juniors? And you sometimes often hear that I suppose the bigger players in the industry in the junior market, the gap seems to be widening between the two types of obviously miners. But obviously with this program, it is coming together. So what benefits do you see majors and versus juniors?
It's two aspects of that. The comment you made is very right. The differences between juniors and majors and the gap became bigger and bigger through the years, especially when there is a huge gap on investment. The companies, the juniors are forced to do work to raise capital rather than to do the right work that needs to be done to make a discovery. And that hasn't really supported and provided the right investment to bring forward new and potentially unlocking geological concept and exploration concept. The ultimate effect has been that the discovery rate, especially in copper, has dropped down quite significantly in the past 20 years with not significant new discovery, new large mines, large discoveries happening. And also the scarcity of capital and a time where we need more resources that are harder to explore and in a more difficult jurisdiction has not allowed really the juniors to bring forward the exploration that needs to be brought forward. And mainly the system where the junior do exploration and then the major come in and buy in or provide the capital is really broken. What the Explore program offer, it offer to fill this gap in twofold. The fold number one is to provide the capital to the juniors that they don't have now to go and raise a fund and do activity to raise fund. So now they are doing the activity they need to do exploration because the fund is already there. So that is one big change. And so they can also test concept that normally the market would not invest on because higher technical risk. But also we support them to develop their capabilities and their capacity. So as the progress and opportunity that is in a more difficult jurisdiction or require more technologies, they're actually getting that support from us early on through our whether it's through our advisors and mentors or a BHP pool of resources and capability across the organization, and it make their opportunity much stronger than what it would be if just let alone.
Obviously, the junior exploration space has had a difficult, quite a few difficult years. How do you see it developing over the next maybe 2 to 3, 4 years?
Yeah, it's still yet to be seen. There is a little bit of a lagging in catching up between demand and supply in terms of investment inducing the supply. There's been a lot of talk on green energy and energy transition and investing the capital on the midstream and the downstream of the energy transition, but very little capital has been invested on the upstream. And within the upstream, the exploration is seen even less because it's considered a higher risk and therefore a lower higher risk of returning on the capital invested. And that's has starved quite a bit the supply in the market. Now, maybe in the next couple of years, we're going to see a little bit more picking up of the market. I attended the PDC in March, and there was quite a bit of talk on the room that there's been a little bit more movement of capital, but it's still not enough to unlock the big potential of opportunities. And partly because the capital that needs to be invested going forward is not just the capital that goes on the ground for drilling or for some basic analysis. We need to invest the capital as well on technologies. The resources we are looking, they have a lower grade and they are deeper. And this requires new technologies. It requires a new way of doing exploration that is less invasive and more desktop study to the risk of the opportunity before going and drill the target that require a larger capital. So for me, it's yet to be seen if that larger capital is going to get into the junior world.
Obviously junior mining companies are listening to this episode and want to be part of the 2025 cohort, when can they make applications? Is there any preparation they should be doing to be obviously be considered for 2025?
So maybe a couple of things. First of all, applications are going to open toward the end of August, and they're going to be open from the end of August till end of September. Beginning of October. So it's normally a month and a half. So definitely look into our BHP Explorer webpage for the application. I also recommend to look at the material that has been posted in the past couple of years. So we have a lot of material from last year cohort and from this year cohort with the publicity advertisement. But more than anything, they are the testimonials from the companies that have been part of the program. There is right now quite more of a richness of feedback that we received from the participant. An experience from the participant that can definitely be valuable to company they are thinking to apply, especially thinking that do I have the right idea? Do I have the right concept? And then ultimately, I think is valuable given that the companies they are participating, they are well known and it has been published which one were part of the program in 2023 and the one in 2024. I highly recommend to also get their input in terms of the experience they had in the program, what did work, what didn't work, and go from there. In the application is a very standard process, and we are asking information. We wanted to understand if the opportunity really has as a potential. And so just be open when apply to describe your opportunity in a way that it gives the best shot to the opportunity to be selected.
Yeah. And lastly, as I mentioned, obviously the junior space has been very tough. What advice or encouragement can you give to all those out there in the exploration space that are doing it tough at the moment, what advice or encouragement can you give?
So, first of all, the main advice is there is a so large demand and there is a need for the resources. And definitely there is a movement on the capital. The main advice is to make sure that when they think about their opportunities, they don't just focus on the next 3 to 6 months activities, but really advertise their opportunity on what it could be. From a scale point of view, what could unlock, but also what is the activity that needs to be done to really unlock the biggest potential of that opportunity? And the piece that for me it's interesting as a coming transitioning from a different industry is the concept of alliances and joint ventures. Really for some of the juniors to think about other juniors, they work in similar areas. If there is a value to establish between themselves a joint venture or working in activities, they can actually can share some of the costs and some of the capital and the risk, some of the costs together.
Yeah. Sonia, really appreciate your time. Thank you for sharing your thoughts on the exploration space and obviously telling us about the Explore program. We have some links in the show notes where people can follow the story and follow what the companies are doing in the Explore program. And hopefully a lot of our listeners that are in the junior space can apply. Really appreciate your time. And perhaps you can come on either later this year or even early next year and talk about the 2025 cohort.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm sure the 2025 cohort will look different from the 2024. Every time we were challenged, we are testing ourselves on adding something slightly different that can broaden up the number of companies coming in with different elements. This year, we're testing the technology. Let's see what's going to happen next year. But thanks a lot for having me, Rob.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed that episode. As always, appreciate your continued support. Please keep sharing these episodes far and wide. And until next time, happy mining.
Thank you for listening. Remember to reach out to Rob via the show notes and be sure to subscribe and leave a review. Until next time, happy mining, helping each other to improve the mining industry.